Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
But there's another one that I think more people struggle with, and that's non-biblical. Things that are not in the Bible that tell us, yes, do it like this, no, don't do that, but people have put some weight to it, right? So I give you an example here. I have a music stand right here. It's a music stand. Probably people wouldn't refer to this as a pulpit. Now, a lot of churches have those. They've got a big wood pulpit. Some of them are plexiglass. They have different kind of things that they do there. Paul wrote these pastoral epistles. Does he talk about pulpits in there? Did the disciples of Jesus carry a pulpit around with Jesus so he could set it up and preach to people? Okay. So it's a non-biblical thing. Bible doesn't say have a pulpit. Is there anything wrong with it? No. I have no problem with it. For me, I just need some place to set down my Bible and set down this iPad to click through the slides. That's why I have it here. But do I have to have a pulpit in order to preach? Does our order of service have to be the way that we have it right now? But you see what happens over time is people say, well, you can't really preach if you don't have the sacred desk to stand behind. I don't know if that church service, if people probably didn't get much out of it because you changed the order of service. That's not how it's supposed to be. Sometimes we do things for so long, we just almost assume, well, the Bible must have said something about that. Must have been in there somewhere. They are non-biblical things. The non-biblical things by themselves, it's not good. It's not bad. It's not holy. It's not unholy. It's not righteous or unrighteous. They're just things. But again, let's not get caught up in that. Let's not get so carried away. This is where the problem comes, is when people take non-biblical things and then they try to give it biblical status. Okay? They try to say, oh, you don't have the pulpit? You did it like this? Oh, can't even listen to you anymore. Why is it? When we take non-biblical things and try to give them biblical status, what we usually do is then start looking down on the people that aren't doing it the way that we said that it should be done, or the traditions that should be there.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.